local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks to register for that tailgate contest, that big giveaway that we have every single year. Right now, 57 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Cooled down quite a bit from yesterday. We'll get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just a second. First, let's check the traffic around town. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. The clearing of a fatality accident on the Concord Causeway at 6th Street between the Concord African Town Bridge and the entrance to the Bankhead Tunnel. Avoid that area if you can. Also, abandoned vehicle blocking the roadway at Magnolia Grove Parkway and Moffett Road. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa this weekend at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today, with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Three big things right now on fmtalk1065.com. President Trump visiting Pensacola tomorrow for a Make America Great Again rally, scheduled for 5:30 tomorrow at the Pensacola International Airport as he continues his swing through eight states leading into the midterms on Tuesday. Also on the front page of fmtalk1065.com, yesterday, two pit bull attacks in our area. The first is listed there on our website. Pit bull attacks Mobile woman and seriously injures her hands. The word they were using yesterday was severed, that her hands were severed from this pit bull attack. Right now, the dog was taken into animal control custody, but the woman was taken to the hospital. Awful story there here in Mobile. And the third story, Tennessee man's last words in an electric chair: let's rock. He had the choice himself between the electric chair or I guess the shots that kill you, the lethal injection, but he decided on the electric chair, and the maker of that original electric chair said he wasn't even sure it would work. It did work last night. Edmund Zikorsky put to death in Nashville, Tennessee, but saying let's rock prior to it going down. 6:09 now. Let's check the news headlines on this Friday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we're learning even more information about the severe storms of yesterday, which moved across the Gulf Coast region. As we now know, two people lost their lives and more than 110,000 homes and businesses were without electricity. A Texas sheriff's deputy answering a call about a water rescue died after her patrol car ran into floodwaters covering a road and landed upside down. And a Mississippi college student died in another weather-related accident. At least two other people were sent to a hospital in Louisiana due to a possible tornado touching down there, as that severe weather lasted for hours. According to the Storm Prediction Center, trees and utility lines were down across a wide area from eastern Texas to northwest Alabama. And according to radar, that showed storms reaching from the Gulf Coast to the Ohio Valley. Mobile police need your help this morning as an investigation continues into finding the people who broke into the Wegmans Ace Hardware on Dolphin Island Parkway in late September. Mobile police say three people were involved. Surveillance video revealed the trio going through the store, going behind the counter, and loading up multiple bags, and then leaving that store. Mobile police are hoping anyone with any information will give them a call. Again, they're looking for three people. You can call 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:11 now on FM Talk 106.5. And you'll want to stay tuned to Mobile Mornings today, specifically in the second half of the 7 a.m. hour. We have one pair of tickets to the Jimmy Buffett concert that's coming up in April. We have one more pair to give away before tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. One last pair of winning before you can buy them. You'll want to be stayed tuned. Next hour, we'll be giving those tickets away. And coming up in just a second, we'll be talking sports, where a great weekend of football in the SEC and that game that everyone's been talking about. Number one ranked Alabama taking on number three ranked LSU in Baton Rouge, and Auburn has a tough game of themselves on hand tomorrow. Texas A&M Aggies coming to the Plains. We'll talk about that all and a whole lot more coming up in just a second right here on Mobile Mornings.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of Duru and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Year after year, our elected officials promise to improve education, and year after year, nothing happens. If things are ever going to change, it's going to take passion and bold action. I'm Stephen McNair, and as a Murphy High School graduate, I believe in our public schools. I'll fight to make education funding a priority. We must have more resources in the classroom, and it's time we finally have an education lottery in Alabama. On November 6th, stand up for our children's future and vote Stephen McNair to be your next representative. Paid for by McNair for Mobile, P.O. Box 2604, Mobile, Alabama 36652.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is killed overnight on the Cochrane Causeway in Mobile, and Mobile police are looking for the driver who hit him. Police tell News 5 the man had gotten out of his car when he was hit and killed by another vehicle. That driver did not stop. This is a breaking news story. News 5 is working to get more information. Two tornadoes touched down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast Thursday. The National Weather Service confirms one tornado touched down in Ocean Springs. The Walmart in Ocean Springs was damaged, so were the cars in the parking lot. A second tornado touched down near Escatalpa. President Trump will campaign tomorrow in Pensacola. Florida candidate for Governor Ron DeSantis and Senate candidate Rick Scott will join Trump at a Make America Great Again rally. That rally begins at 6:30 at the Pensacola International Airport. Gates open at 3:30. You can find a link to reserve tickets on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Paid for by Carlos Finley Campaign. P.O. Box 40152, Mobile, Alabama 36640.
No political party owns Christian family values. I'm the third generation of my family to raise their right hand to God and swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. As a veteran of the U.S. Coast Guard, I've stood so that all in our country would have freedom. As a state prosecutor for Mobile County, I protected our community. And as a municipal court judge for the city of Mobile, I have ensured that the rule of law is followed in our city courts. Experience and integrity matter.
Vote Carlos Finley, November 6th.
Good morning. This is FM Talk 106.5. Right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. 16 of the best high school volleyball teams in the state of Alabama hit the court yesterday in Birmingham. The 2018 AHSAA Volleyball State Championships. And this year, three teams will be bringing blue maps back to South Alabama. McGill Tulane made it back-to-back 7A titles by beating Bob Jones 3-0. The Yellow Jackets only lost 5 games the entire season. So did Spanish Fort, who won the Class 6A state championship 3-2 over Hazel Green. That is Spanish Fort's second title in 4 years. And then Ann Schilling did it again. The Bayside Academy head coach, who was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in January, won her 17th consecutive state championship with Bayside and the 24th title of her career. The Admirals defeated Providence Christian 3-1. Schilling told AL.com that she's in good health and hopes upcoming tests officially confirm her as a patient in remission. In the other classes, Jasper beat St. James 3-0 to win the 5A title. The 3A Blue Maps heading to Montgomery Academy Eagles beat Carbon Hill 3-0. Addison won the 2A title by beating Winston County 3-1. And in Class 1A, Pleasant Home beat Athens Bible in 3 sets. In the NFL on Thursday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers crushed the Oakland Raiders 34-3. Former Southern Miss quarterback Nick Mullins became the first player in 49ers history to throw more than one touchdown pass in his NFL debut. Mullins started in place of injured quarterback C.J. Beathard. Mullins had 3 touchdown passes in the victory. Former Auburn kicker Daniel Carlson put the Raiders' only points on the board with a first quarter field goal. Carlson was picked up by Oakland after the Minnesota Vikings waived the rookie earlier this season. The Raiders' record falls to 1-7 with the loss, while San Francisco doubled their win total and are now 2-7. In college ball on Thursday night, number 12-ranked UCF beat Temple 52-40. The undefeated Golden Knights are always a hot topic when it comes to the college football playoff, but the win over Temple is UCF's first win over a team with a winning record. Some news from one of the premier transfers in college football. Former Clemson star quarterback Kelly Bryant reportedly visited Auburn this week. TheState.com reports that Kelly was on campus Tuesday. Kelly has so far visited UNC, Arkansas, and Missouri since announcing his decision to transfer from Clemson in September. The visit went well, according to Bryant. He told The State that he, quote, feels it would be a good situation to be able to step into with the guys they will have coming back on both sides of the ball. Bryant started 18 games for Clemson, threw for 3,333 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions, and rushed for 987 yards and 16 touchdowns. Bryant would likely have the most experience at quarterback on the Auburn depth chart next season if he were to transfer to the Plains. Current starter Jarrett Stidham is expected to declare for the NFL draft at the end of the season. But it's not the end of the season. It's week 10. That means there are a ton of great games set to be played tomorrow. In the SEC, it all starts at 11 a.m. when Auburn hosts number 20-ranked Texas A&M. That game will air right here on FM Talk 106.5 with pregame starting at 10 a.m. following Prep Sports Report. Auburn right now a 4-point favorite in that game. Ole Miss also gets kicked off at 11 when South Carolina comes to town. That game is an even pick 'em right now. Then at 2:30, a top 10 SEC game, number 6-ranked Georgia plays at number 9-ranked Kentucky. The Bulldogs are favored to win by 9. At 3 o'clock, number 11-ranked Florida hosts Missouri. Gators are favored by 6. Also at 3 o'clock, Tennessee hosts Charlotte. Then at 6:30, Mississippi State hosts Louisiana Tech. And at 7 o'clock is the game everyone's been talking about this week. Number 1-ranked Alabama plays at number 3-ranked LSU. Crimson Tide favored right now by 14.5 points. Here at home, South Alabama plays at Arkansas State tomorrow. Arkansas State favored by 15 points. And there's 2 more top 25-ranked games set for Saturday. Number 5-ranked Michigan hosts number 14-ranked Penn State. The Wolverines favored by 10.5. That game kicks off at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. And at 2:30, number 13 West Virginia plays at number 17-ranked Texas. Texas favored to win by 2. I'm Dalton Org. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Officers are clearing a fatality accident off the Cochrane Causeway at 6th Street. This is between the Cochrane African Town Bridge and the entrance to the Bankhead Tunnel. A person got out of his vehicle and was struck by another car this morning. Abandoned vehicle also blocking the roadway at Magnolia Grove Parkway in Moffitt Road. Market on the Square's back again tomorrow in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with the FN Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
Joe Faust has always put the people of Baldwin County over politics. He reduced property taxes for the elderly and aggressively fought to achieve coastal insurance reform. You know, District 94 faces some unique challenges, but Joe always meets them head-on. On November 6th, re-elect Joe Faust, a trusted conservative voice for Baldwin County. Paid for by Friends of Joe Faust, 20452 Beecher Street, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today for temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Life is on the line and on the ballot this year. There are many important issues this election, but one is fundamental, the right to life. Every abortion stops the beating heart of a living unborn baby. In Alabama, we value every unborn child and want to protect them from a brutal death. Amendment 2 affirms that Alabamans recognize and support rights for unborn children. Alabama's greatest resource isn't our beaches, not our industries, it's our children. If you want to protect our state's greatest resource, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you want to restore respect for babies, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you don't want your tax dollars to pay for abortion on demand, vote yes on Amendment 2. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Their lives really are on the line. Please vote yes on statewide Amendment 2. Paid for by Alabama Citizens for Life at alforlife.org.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
6:22 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. It feels great outside, 57 degrees, high of 65 today. But why am I wasting my time telling you? I'll let staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams break it down in detail in just a little bit. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Governor Kay Ivey is pushing back when it comes to President Donald Trump's trade policy through tariffs. Governor said, yes, the two still have a, quote, very good relationship, but she feels the policy is, quote, no good for our automotive industry. The governor goes on to say, I felt it was where I had to draw the line. As long as I'm governor, I want to make Alabama great again. Clearly, our automotive industry is a major part of who we are. Now, this was not the first time Governor Ivey publicly disagreed nor voiced her concerns with Mr. Trump in the past and with Vice President Mike Pence. You'll recall back in June, Governor Ivey told the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in a letter that Alabama could lose approximately 4,000 jobs as a result of automotive tariffs the Trump administration was considering on foreign-built vehicles. And of course, you knew that because you listened to our news updates right here on Mobile Mornings. Well, since then, the Trump administration has announced a renegotiated NAFTA, the United States Mexico-Canada agreement, which happened back in October. That's when Governor Ivey said VP mentioned during his visit on Tuesday. It has also entered trade talks with Germany while levying tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum, as well as a variety of goods from China. Governor Ivey says she just wants the Made in Alabama brand to continue to be a brand of excellence. Thursday's severe weather caused minor damage to Mobile's Port Authority on Pinto Island, which is adjacent to the USS Alabama. 90-mile-per-hour winds were reported and blew over container terminals while a power pole snapped in half. According to the National Weather Service Mobile and Port Authority officials, windows were also blown out on equipment and structures Thursday morning. The Vice President of Marketing at the Alabama State Port Authority, Judith Adams, says, quote, we do know that at APM terminals, the wind blew over about 30 containers that created a safety hazard, which required APM terminals to close their gates temporarily while they cleaned it up. Good news, though, no injuries and nothing serious. Adams said that APM terminals were already back operating. National Weather Service sent out survey teams to survey damage and determine if any tornadoes touched down. A team from Mobile was looking at damage in Mobile County, and they plan to survey Baldwin County as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 6:25 now, FM Talk 106.5. I said it earlier, you'll want to stay tuned during the 7 o'clock hour, giving away our last pair of Win 'em Before You Can Buy 'em, Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, for the Son of a Sailor concert. That'll be at the Wharf Amphitheater on Tuesday, April 23rd. We do have one more very special pair of tickets here at FM Talk 106.5, and we'll be giving that away at the end of the 7 o'clock hour, so you'll want to be listening in then. A couple national news stories. This one really disconcerting this week. 7 people yesterday rushed to the hospital after a car struck students at a school bus stop in Tampa, Florida, but that was the 5th time in 3 days that children were hurt or worse at a bus stop. The other crashes occurred in Mississippi, Indiana, and a second happened in Tallahassee, Florida. And in another incident on Thursday, a second grader was found dead on the side of the road by his house after he was hit by a vehicle traveling at a low speed. In the Tampa crash, though, witnesses said a Ford Escort driving at a high rate of speed in a residential area hit several pedestrians on the side of the street. Tampa police spokesman Eddie Durkin was the one making that announcement yesterday, and police later said it was unclear whether the driver was speeding. Images from the scene show backpacks scattered on the shoulder of the road. Just awful, awful images. Two adults and five children, two that had serious injuries, were taken to hospitals. And one of those children is in critical condition. Thankfully, none of the injuries are considered life-threatening, but three of the children are 6 years old, one is nine, and the eldest is 12. The 47-year-old man who was driving stayed at the scene and has not yet been charged. But a rash of those during this week, the fifth time in 3 days at a bus stop, the children were hurt or worse. And then another bad story here. This one comes from Breitbart, and it's stolen valor. An actor who appeared on the television shows Better Call Saul and Longmire, he admitted earlier this week that he severed his own arm and lied about how it happened by posing as a war veteran. Complete stolen valor. His name's Todd LaTorrette. He's from Albuquerque, New Mexico. He said he's been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, but that he sawed his arm off during a psychotic episode 17 years ago when he was off of his bipolar medication. He said, "I severed my hand with a skill saw. The state of my mind was a psychotic episode." But since then, he's been lying about it to get acting parts. Said that he was a soldier. He said, "I was dishonorable. I'm killing my career by doing this. If anyone thinks this was for personal edification, that is not the case. I'm ousting myself from the New Mexico film industry, and gladly so, just to say what I've said." 627 now, FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way. We'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get your traffic with Kane, news with Kelly, sports with me, and coming up, news with WKRG right now.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pritchard Preparatory School is closed for a second day today after a water line broke on Thursday. Water started bubbling up from the floor inside one of the bathrooms, flooding into the halls of the school. Pritchard Prep will remain closed today. However, the field trip for pre-K, kindergarten, and first grade is still on. Police have tracked down a stolen vehicle at the center of a murder investigation. Investigators say the 1999 Dodge Durango belonging to Jeff Hingenbotham was found abandoned in the parking lot of a business in Pensacola. The Army veteran was found dead Tuesday inside his Bay Villa apartment in Foley.
It was not damaged. It was not destroyed. It was just, you know, someone drove up and walked away from him.
An autopsy could determine if a father faces charges in the death of his own son. Authorities say a three-year-old boy drowned at a home on Faircloth Drive in Daphne. The child's father says his son was playing in the bathtub when he stepped out to smoke. He returned and found the child face down. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Shark Locker and Margaritaville Tequila present Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band.
Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
One night only at the Wharf Amphitheater, April 23rd. Son of a Sailor Tour.
You got fins to the left, fins to the right, and you're the only bait in
the town. Party continues.
High with lettuce and tomato, high 57.
23rd, the Wharf Amphitheater.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? Here's the say.
Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, the Wharf box office, or by phone.
Here's the ugly.
April 23rd, the Wharf Amphitheater.
I don't know.
Don't miss Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Part of the Ceasefire Concert Series.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Bradley Byrne doesn't just talk about conservative values, he fights for them and wins. His bill to repeal Obamacare passed the House, drawing the wrath of Nancy Pelosi and a veto threat from President Obama. Bradley's leading the fight to build President Trump's wall and working to protect your guns and the rights of the unborn. The National Review praised Bradley Byrne proves a conservative can rack up legislative wins and quickly. Vote Republican. Vote Bradley Byrne. This message was paid for by Byrne for Congress.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Indonesian crews lifted the wheels of crashed Lion Air Flight 610 out of the sea this morning as the search continues for the cockpit voice recorder. Correspondent Ivan Watson is there telling us there's other grim work underway.
The identification of remains, that is very difficult work. For example, there are 20 dentists that have been brought in to help identify tooth fragments that may be retrieved from the crash site.
Powerful storms are expected to continue today through the region recently hit by Hurricane Michael as howling winds and driving rain passed over the Florida panhandle. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is visiting Warsaw amid calls by Polish officials that Germany pay Poland billions of dollars for the damage inflicted by the Nazis during World War II. Stock futures are showing solid gains ahead of the opening bell this morning, the Dow up around 270 points this hour. In Thursday night football, it was the 49ers over the Raiders, 34-3. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Apple revealed a blockbuster quarter and predicted record revenue for the holiday season, but that wasn't good enough for investors. The smartphone maker says revenue grew 20% in its latest quarter, thanks in part to strong momentum from the latest iPhones. The iPhone business grew by the largest percentage in years, rising 29% as the iPhone XS and XS Max hit shelves. But Apple issued a relatively cautious growth projection for the current quarter that helped send shares down 6.5% in after-hours trading. Positive signals from a phone call between U.S. and Chinese leaders could reduce the probability of further U.S. tariff increases in January and beyond. President Trump said on Twitter that he had a very good conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping, signaling progress in a trade dispute. Chinese official media also reported both presidents expressed a desire to meet at the G20 meeting later this year for their respective teams to do more prep work before then to ensure progress. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's your Money Now.
Don't wait until Black Friday for a great deal on the floor you want. Get a great deal today and get a new floor in time for the holidays at Lumber Liquidators. Get waterproof floors from just 64 cents and best-selling hardwood up to 26% off. Plus, get pre-Black Friday flooring deals like 32% off Bull Barn Oak laminate. Do it yourself or have us install it for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or lumberliquidators.com today.
You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state. Unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help them become a leader in industries that range from agriculture and cybersecurity to aerospace and advanced manufacturing. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:34 now, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and I'm Dalton Orwig. It is time to check with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
A crisp, cool 57 degrees outside of our studios this morning. You said that it would cool down, and man, it feels great this morning.
And it really does, and all that rain that we had yesterday has moved on to the east now, way over around Tallahassee, and what an active front as it moved through with gusty winds and some heavy rain. We picked up officially at the airport 1.16 inches of rain, and that's the first significant rain we've had in a long time, because for the entire month of October, we only had 1.98 inches, so we got quite a bit here to start off the month of November. Looks like a nice day all across Alabama and Mississippi, Northwest Florida. Looks really good today with mostly sunny skies and cooler temperatures today. It looks like the high will only be in the mid-60s, possibly some areas into the upper 60s, but that's going to be below normal. The normal high is around 75, so a beautiful day with a wind out of the northwest. Now, tonight it'll be clear, and we will cool into the 40s tonight, around 47, 48 degrees tomorrow morning. And then we'll start out the weekend with a sunny day, about 72 for tomorrow, so it looks really good. And then we'll be down into the low 50s for Saturday night. Now, as for Sunday, we'll call it mostly sunny. There's a chance of a slight chance of a shower during the afternoon, but I do expect clouds to increase through the afternoon hour. Sunday's high will be in the mid-70s. Then an upper air disturbance will move across our area on Sunday night, and could produce a few scattered showers. Then on Monday, we'll get a chance of a few showers. It'll certainly be more humid. We'll get up around 80 degrees. And then Monday night and Tuesday, another cold front will move in, and that means showers and thunderstorms likely on Tuesday. But as for the weekend, it looks like the best day will be Saturday, and for the most part, Sunday, not that bad.
Well, I have a feeling that once we do the regionally famous weekend weather scale next hour, it'll be a pretty high number. I know just 7 days ago you had that number at 1.97, so sounds like a fantastic weekend. And just to put a wrap on that line of storms that moved through yesterday, obviously dangerous. There were a couple deaths west of us, I believe one in Texas and one in Mississippi. But my neighborhood, Vista Ridge here in Mobile, I know we had a lot of tree damage, lots of limbs laying around the yard, but no official reports of any touchdown around here, right?
No, no indication of that. Most of it was straight line winds, unless survey teams take a look at some of the damage and may see that there is some rotation in that damage. But most of it is straight line winds with those thunderstorms, and that's common in this area.
Okay, and the tropics, how are we looking out there? I know the national media thought that hurricane season was over about a month and a half ago, but but you've been keeping us updated all year long.
Yeah, right now it looks pretty good. We see some of these big upper air disturbances moving down into the tropics, and that causes some stronger winds aloft. So right now conditions are not favorable. We don't see anything going on, maybe a few thunderstorms way out in the Atlantic tropical areas, but looking good at the moment.
All right, get your charts and calculators ready, Dr. Bill. We'll be coming back to you next hour for that weekend weather scale.
I'll be ready.
All right, that's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and you can hear him twice an hour every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5. We talk to him a little bit more during the morning show, where you can hear his forecast five times an hour, but he's bringing good news this morning because it looks like a fantastic weekend weather-wise. 6:38 right now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with news and Kelly, and we'll also head over to Kane right now. He's going to give us the traffic update for this Friday morning.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a couple accidents we've had have been cleared out of the roadway. Good ride now from Fairhope and Daphne along 98, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway and the Causeway downtown. So far from Airport, Spring Hill and Dolphin and Moffitt and 65, we've had light traffic. Schillinger, Three Notch, out towards Stillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. Throughout November, the spa at the Battle House is featuring Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any service 50 minutes or longer on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Their team is waiting for your call. Dial 338-5700 for the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge. I believe in a Mobile that's safe for all families. That's why I'm endorsed by local law enforcement, the Police Benevolent Association, and retired presiding judge Charlie Graddick. With your vote on November 6th, we will keep dignity, respect, and fairness in the courtroom. I am ready to bring my honest, conservative values to the bench. On November 6th, please vote Republican Brandi Hambright to keep our court conservative.
Paid for by committee to elect Brandi Hambright. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
640 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. The three big things on FMTalk106.5.com. First up, President Trump visiting Pensacola tomorrow for a Make America Great Again rally. That's going to be at the Pensacola International Airport, scheduled to start at 5:30 Central Time. In the press release from the president's team, they put 6:30 Eastern Time. I'm assuming that's not a typo since Pensacola is in Central Time, but I believe 5:30 Central Time start there at the Pensacola International Airport. President making a big 8-state swing for his Make America Great Again rallies leading into those midterms on Tuesday, which, speaking of the midterms, 4 days now left before we all head to the polls on Tuesday. Also on our three big things stack, Pitbull attacks Mobile woman and seriously injures hands. That was one of two dog attacks yesterday that left women in the hospital after being attacked by dogs. The word they were using in the news yesterday was severed. They said this first woman off of Government Boulevard, that the Pitbull that attacked her severed her hands. The Pitbull was taken into custody and the woman was taken to the hospital, but the police had to actually break the windows out of the home to get the woman out who was inside and being attacked by the dog. According to someone close to the family, and this comes from our news partners at WKRG, the dog did belong to the woman who was attacked, and that person said that the dog has a history with not getting along with other dogs, and the woman was trying to separate the dog from the others when it attacked her but severed her hands. A gruesome story right here out of Mobile. And another gruesome story, a little bit of a weird story. In Nashville last night, they had an execution, first in the state since 2007. 63-year-old Edmund Zikorsky, he chose the electric chair over lethal injection and even got an injunction from the Supreme Court previously in the day, but they did go through with that execution at 7:26 last night. His last words were, "Let's rock." 6:42 now on FM Talk 106.5. Time to check the headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The state of Tennessee has used an electric chair for the first time since 2007, executing an inmate for his involvement in the gruesome deaths of two men dating back to a 1980s drug deal. Authorities confirmed that Edmund Zagarski was pronounced dead at 7:26 p.m. Thursday at a Nashville maximum security prison. The 63-year-old opted for the electric chair over a lethal injection, saying it would be a quicker and less painful way to die. He became only the second person to die in the electric chair in Tennessee since 1960. Nationwide, only 14 other people have been put to death in the electric chair since 2000, and that includes a Virginia inmate in 2013. New numbers are in regarding Hurricane Michael, and we now know Alabama agricultural operations suffered more than $300 million. Worth of damage. The southeast corner of the state was pummeled on October the 10th and could cost the Wiregrass area about 2,500 jobs. That's according to a report released on Thursday by the Alabama Cooperative Extension System. So that total includes $204 million in direct losses, as well as the indirect costs of the storm, job losses, supply chain impacts, and lost tax revenue. The estimated 2,500 lost or impacted jobs came from a decrease in agricultural activity in the region, and then it goes through the supply chain as well. The extension estimates that local, state, and federal tax revenues in the region could decline by as much as $22.8 million. Also, when it comes to the damages, the direct damages to farm operations in the area includes lost crops, destroyed buildings, and equipment, fencing, and cleanup costs. But there is good news, because help is on the way. There's a website, michaelrecoveryinfo.com, that is providing information for impacted Alabama farmers to get more information. And also, there will be a number of recovery meetings held in the coming months. The first is November the 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. And again, go to that website for more information. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is killed overnight on the Cochrane Causeway in Mobile, and Mobile police are looking for the driver who hit him. Police tell News 5 the man had gotten out of his car when he was hit and killed by another vehicle. That driver did not stop. This is a breaking news story. News 5 is working to get more information. Two tornadoes touched down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast Thursday. The National Weather Service confirms one tornado touched down in Ocean Springs. The Walmart in Ocean Springs was damaged, so were the cars in the parking lot. A second tornado touched down near Escatalpa. President Trump will campaign tomorrow in Pensacola. Florida candidate for Governor Ron DeSantis and Senate candidate Rick Scott will join Trump at a Make America Great Again rally. That rally begins at 6:30 at the Pensacola International Airport. Gates open at 3:30. You can find a link to reserve tickets on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is more than a district. It's been home my entire life. I'm Stephen McNair, and I want to be your next representative for District 97 because it takes real political courage to stand up in the face of a corrupt system that consistently ignores Mobile. It's time to change what we've come to expect out of Montgomery, and I won't back down until we get our fair share. We deserve more, and you deserve a legislator who'll fight for us. On November 6th, vote Stephen McNair, and let's get to work. Paid for by McNair for Mobile, P.O. Box 2604, Mobile, Alabama, 36652.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. This is FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday, 16 of the best high school volleyball teams in the state of Alabama hit the court in Birmingham for the 2018 AHSAA Volleyball State Championships. And this year, three teams will be bringing blue maps back to South Alabama. McGill Tulane made it back-to-back 7A titles by beating Bob Jones 3-0. Yellow Jackets only lost 5 games the entire season. So did Spanish Fort, who won the Class 6A State Championship 3-2 over Hazel Green at Spanish Fort's second title in 4 years. And then Ann Schilling did it all again. The Bayside Academy head coach, who was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in January, won her 17th consecutive state championship with Bayside and the 24th title of her career. The Admirals defeated Providence Christian 3-1. Schilling told AL.com that she's in good health and hopes upcoming tests officially confirm her as a patient in remission. In the other classes, Jasper beat St. James 3-0 to win the 5A title. The 3A blue map is heading to Montgomery Academy. The Eagles beat Carbon Hill 3-0. Addison won the 2A title by beating Winston County 3-1. And in Class 1A, Pleasant Home beat Athens Bible in 3 sets. In the NFL on Thursday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers crushed the Oakland Raiders 34-3. Former Southern Miss quarterback Nick Mullins became the first player in 49ers history to throw more than one touchdown pass in his NFL debut. Mullins started in place of injured quarterback C.J. Beathard and had 3 touchdown passes in the victory. Former Auburn kicker Daniel Carlson put the Raiders' only points on the board with a first quarter field goal. He was picked up by Oakland after the Minnesota Vikings waived the rookie earlier this season. The Raiders' record falls to 1-7 with the loss, while San Francisco doubled their win total and are now 2-7. In college ball on Thursday night, number 12-ranked Central Florida beat Temple 52-40. The undefeated Golden Knights are always a hot topic when it comes to the college football playoff, but the win over Temple is UCF's first win over a team with a winning record. Some news from one of the premier transfers in college football. Former Clemson star quarterback Kelly Bryant reportedly visited Auburn this week. TheState.com reports that Kelly was on campus Tuesday. Kelly has so far visited North Carolina, Arkansas, and Missouri since announcing his decision to transfer from Clemson in September. The visit went well, according to Bryant. He told The State that he, quote, feels it would be a good situation to be able to step into with the guys they will have coming back on both sides of the ball. Bryant started 18 games for Clemson, threw for 3,333 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions, and also rushed for 987 yards and 16 touchdowns. Bryant would likely have the most experience at quarterback on the Auburn depth chart next season if he were to transfer to the Plains. Current starter Jarrett Stidham is expected to declare for the NFL draft at the end of this season. But it's not the end of the season. It's week 10, and that means there are a ton of great games set to be played tomorrow. And in the SEC, it all gets started at 11 a.m. when the Auburn Tigers host number 20-ranked Texas A&M. That game will, of course, air right here on FM Talk 106.5 with pregame beginning at 10 a.m. Auburn favored to win by 4 points over the Aggies. Also at 11 o'clock, Ole Miss hosts South Carolina. That game right now an even pick'em. At 2:30, number 6-ranked Georgia plays at number 9-ranked Kentucky. The Bulldogs are favored by 9. Then at 3 o'clock, number 11-ranked Florida hosts Missouri. Gators are favored by 6. Also at 3 o'clock, Tennessee hosts the University of Charlotte. At 6:30, number 18-ranked Mississippi State will host Louisiana Tech. And then at 7 o'clock, the game we've all been waiting for, number 1-ranked Alabama plays at number 3-ranked LSU. Alabama favored to win by 14 at a half. The South Alabama Jaguars play tomorrow. They'll be at Arkansas State. The Arkansas State favored to win by 15 points. That game kicks off at 2 p.m. And there's two more top 25-ranked games set for Saturday. At 2:30, number 13-ranked West Virginia plays at number 17-ranked Texas. The Longhorns are favored by 2. And at 2:45, number 14-ranked Penn State plays at number 5-ranked Michigan. Wolverines favored by 10.5. I'm Don Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. And you'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today, with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Admit it, when someone talks about working hard, it's you they're picturing, isn't it? Spending the time, sweating the details. All you need now is the equipment. And now's the best time to get down to your local Cat rental store and get your hands on not just the best equipment in the business, but one of the best deals in the business, too. That's because from now through the end of January, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, an offer that works as hard as you do. And in addition to 0% for 60 months, you also get our free, standard, 2-year warranty on many of our compact equipment models. Hard to believe, even harder to pass up. So what are you waiting for? A wake-up call? Well, there you go. Head down to your Thompson Cat rental store or visit thompsoncat.com for details. But do it before January 31st. Thompson, just like you, we have what it takes.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Suns Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, light traffic so far across the Bayway, the Causeway, no delays. Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and 65, all looking good. The few accidents we've had now cleared up. Not a bad start from the 1065 split range line to Theodore Dawes on I-10. Watch for the radar in that stretch. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage. Get your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
5 minutes till 7, and it's the start of a fantastic weather weekend here on the Gulf Coast. 56 degrees outside of our studios, and it only gets better for the rest of the weekend. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will fill us in the next hour. We have a lot to get to for the rest of Mobile Mornings, but right now we head for the headlines, and here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The search is on this morning for the person who fired multiple shots into a vehicle here in Mobile. Those shots were fired into a car off South Broad Street in Mobile Thursday night. A preliminary investigation has revealed at least one bullet did go through the front and back windshield of a green Ford Mustang. Officers were seen by witnesses canvassing the local neighborhoods. Now, good news, though, no injuries were reported. The investigation, though, does continue at the hour, and if you have any information which could assist, you're urged to contact Mobile Police. Get ready to spend even more money to celebrate your favorite loved ones this Christmas season, as now we know the Alabama Retail Association is predicting that shoppers will spend $500,000 more during this year's holiday season than they did last year. Alabama residents are expected to spend more than $12 billion during November and December. Those numbers based on the ARA's prediction of taxed sales for those respective months. That represents a 4.5% increase beyond the $11.7 billion spent during the same time in 2017. So the day after Thanksgiving, which is traditionally known as Black Friday, well, that is also one of the biggest shopping days of the year, and once again is expected to be busy, followed very closely by Super Saturday, the Saturday before Christmas. Each weekend day in December, well, shopper tracks, they made their annual survey and they found the 10 busiest holiday shopping days of 2018 and the busiest shopping hours, those were between 2 and 4 p.m. That's according to the survey. And don't forget, this Sunday is daylight saving time. That's Sunday, November the 4th. Be sure you set every single clock back in the house by 1 hour. Daylight saving time kicks in at 2 a.m. our time, which of course is Central Standard Time. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.